that song.
Sheryl Crow and Al Kooper. Scott Bryan, you're on the
damn.
The man with
guitar
the
number two and the
thank you very much.
Well, now listen, don't stop now.
Oh my God, let's write something new. Little Tuesday night music.
Yeah, you guys
Sunday
wanna,
night music club.
You guys want to write a song together?
Ooh.
Is that how you did? You really write the songs in the
that's
in
how
that
got
situation?
Started. That's how it got started. It was walk in and Battle of the Wits. Okay, Bearwald. Okay, Crow. I mean, it was constant one-upping and current events. I mean, we wrote a song called Death by Hanging when they hanged the guy up in Oregon the day they actually televised it. Uh-huh. It was just very immediate, very time and place, and whatever was on anybody's mind, that's where
it's a good
it
thing
started.
The Bobbitt trial wasn't going on.
Oh, my God, what would that have been?
Well, now maybe there's a song for Cooper and Crow to work.
Left my heart in San Francisco.
But a song like Run Baby Run, for instance, did that come out of that experience? That seems to be a much more personal song.
I'll tell you what that was inspired from. That Clinton got elected, which was the night we jammed on the Nana song. Bill and I came up with a chord progression and were jamming on it for a long time. And the next day I went home, had a couple of lyric lines like, she was born the day all the sex of the devil. Got together with Bearwald, we jammed on it, and it just kind of fell together. And we took it back in the studio, and that was where it was.
I know we've talked about this the other time that you were here, but I have to mention it again for those who are not aware of the fact that the day Aldous Huxley died is also the day that John Kennedy died, is also the day that C.S. Lewis died.
I have an interesting story about Aldous Huxley, which I just learned recently.
Yeah.
I'm from a very small town in southern Missouri, and another very small town, which is very close to it, is Pickett, Arkansas, about 28 miles. And that's where Ernest Hemingway wound up. He married a woman named Jeanette. I believe that's her name. They had two adopted daughters who grew up with my sisters. And she was the woman that gave Aldous Huxley the LSD. And they both were planning to OD that day. She asked him, do you want to go on a trip? He was supposedly manic depressive. And they did LSD together, and she recuperated, and he didn't. He passed that day. But evidently it was very planned. They knew exactly what they were doing. He went there. He was very good friends with her after Ernest Hemingway had died. And
wow.
Isn't that interesting? And this is all, I learned this from on the song We Do What We Can, which is written about my father's best friend, Leo. That's where I learned it from his widow. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, actually, she came to me and said, you know, I have a story to tell you. It's a very close-knit group of people that grew up down there, all knew each other. And she had known the Hemingways and said, I knew Aldous, and he would come and visit them frequently, and that's where he passed away.
Wow.
This is never the subject matter of songs.
And if you're just now tuning in...
Do you want to play that song, or should we play the new song, the one that you brought to me?
Well, they're both equally as morbid, so whichever one you would like to play.
Well, why don't I play the tape first?
Okay.
And then maybe
interestingly enough, actually, this was inspired by suicide. It's not that much of a downer. There is hope in this song, but this is brand spanking new. Is this the one you're playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brand spanking new. Bill and I just did it while I was home last.
So. What's the title?
On the Outside. I had to think for a moment. It's called On the Outside.